This Monday is Columbus Day. It's a day when we celebrate the historic explorer, and it's also a day when an increasing number of people do all they can to take Columbus down, literally and figuratively. We've talked about that before. Before Christopher Columbus made his journey, how did the vast majority of people see the shape of the Earth as? Right, flat. However, the true shape of the Earth was revealed in the Bible long before Columbus set sail. This scientific revelation is found in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 and 22. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He, meaning God, who sits above the circle of the earth. People of faith were well aware of this truth and certainly supported what Columbus did, because just like being a pioneer on sea or on land, faith is a journey as well. It's a journey filled with rewards as well as challenges, as countless figures of the Bible learned. We read in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 4 through 11, "By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God, but without faith it is impossible to please him," meaning God, "for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him," meaning God, "faithful who had promised." Then in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 36 and 37, we read, "Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented." We think of any journey as having a long list of possibilities and unknown elements. Truth is that a journey in faith has been carved in stone by God himself, challenges and all. This is told to us in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 39 and 40. "And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us." If this is a journey you've set off on, tell whoever you can about it to build up their confidence, as well as their desires to follow the journey of faith that awaits them.